Hachette Audio presents 17 Carnations, The Royals, The Nazis, and The Biggest Cover-Up in History. Written by Andrew Morton, read by James Langton. To Carolyn. Chapter 1. The Peter Pan Prince. He was the first royal sex symbol of the modern age. The wistful features of the Prince of Wales adorning the bedside tables and dormitory walls of thousands of schoolgirls and young women across Britain and the Empire. He may have been the despair of his austere father, King George V, but Prince Edward, David to his family, was the undisputed darling of the Empire. Even Republican America fell for the winsome charms of a bona fide war hero with matinee idol good looks. Hard-nosed celebrity journalist Adela Rogers, St. John's, was such a fan that she had a picture of the Prince of Wales in a silver frame on her dressing table. The dream of every American girl was to dance with him, she recalled. Over the next few years, he tried to oblige. During the 20s, only silent screen star Rudolph Valentino, whose seductive performances in The Sheik and Blood and Sand transformed the one-time busboy into an international heartthrob, could possibly compare with the compelling charm of the future King Emperor. His face was everywhere, on cigarette cards, in gossip magazines and daily newspapers, his every public appearance slavishly chronicled by Pathé News and shown at the local Roxy. An appearance by the Prince of Wales set female hearts fluttering and mothers wringing their hands in the hope that their daughter would be the chosen one. Men copied his natty dress sense, the Prince of Wales popularising and adapting the eponymous check first worn by his grandfather, King Edward VII. He had only to appear in a particular Fair Isle pullover, and factories would be working overtime to keep up with demand. His appeal, though, lay in something more than his ubiquitous presence in the popular prints. Unlike his forebears, the unsmiling Queen Victoria, the haughty Edward VII, and his stern father, King George V, there was something pliable, friendly even, about the Prince of Wales. He looked more human than the others, almost vulnerable. Perhaps it was his clean, boyish good looks, he shaved infrequently throughout his life, or the slim, wiry stature that earned him the nickname, not to his face, of Little Man. Most likely it was the seeming sadness that lay behind his haunted spaniel eyes, which intrigued many. If eyes were truly a window into the soul, here was a young man in torment. He had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?